Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jay Kokorowski, allbadgers.com and SI.com, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Besides the snow that's falling here in Madisonville, I mean, I'm trying to think back to my the days when I covered Wisconsin and South Florida and Tampa back in August when it was 95 and hot down in Tampa, man. I could use that right now.
Wow, that's not a bad way to go with a little bit of warmth, but I cannot wait for the snow and the cold to get out of here myself. I completely agree with you. Once we get to March, we start to think about warmer thoughts and maybe warmer climates and places that teams go and visit, and you hope for something to the south or at least a Midwest that's warmer. So you tell me about this Badger basketball team. Right now, the way it sits, give me your thoughts as to, we've only got so many games left before the tournament gets here, so give me your thoughts as this team kind of, you know, closes things out down the stretch.
Right, yeah, and it's interesting. I got allbadgers.com. I kind of looked at it last night. I updated it this morning. Just looking at the final six regular season games for Wisconsin. They sit at 15-10, and more importantly, 8-6 in the conference play. And right now they're tied for sixth with Illinois, and there's a log jam. They're a half game out of being tied for third, for that matter. So, this is a team that, you know, you're seeing where Ohio State, you know, they beat Ohio State at home on last Sunday, and then they defeated Nebraska on the road, which is a good win. They needed that win. Obviously, a loss would have been, I think, devastating. But now you're looking at who they're facing. There's some repeat opponents with Purdue and Rutgers. Both are at home for that in the next two, within the next week. This is a team that I think could win every game, but then again, it's also a team that could lose, you know, three to four of these final six games as well, depending upon shooting, the defense, and whatnot, if that lapses here and there. And Greg Gard always preaches defense, as you all know. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think, you know, it's a promising sign where you see a team shooting well, or maybe Nebraska, but you see a team that normally has not shot well on the road shoot nearly 50% from the floor in the win, especially in that hot second half where they shot even, you know, 53% from the field and, you know, was it 69-point-something% from downtown from three-point range. So this is a team I think you're seeing people step up, but, you know, like Demetric Trice, Aline Ford, Micah Potter, Brad Davidson with his 30 points. But it's also another thing, too, where, you know, this is going to be a tough stretch, and there are teams in that conference, too, that, you know, they want to make the tournament, and these are big games for them as well.
Tell me about, I was going to say, get into the rest of the conference, because obviously Maryland on top. The Badgers are off tonight, back at it tomorrow. You got Penn State, who is up there. Iowa, who's up there. The Badgers have beaten Michigan State. Michigan State fourth right now in the Big Ten. They're tied with Rutgers and, Illinois nipping at their heels and just above the Badgers. So give me your thoughts on the Big Ten as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting because I know the talk, especially, you know, nationally and whatnot, even not just within the conference, is how many Big Ten teams will make it and how many deserve it for that matter, where I think this is one of the best conferences, obviously, in the nation. There's a lot of good teams. I don't know if there's I think you're seeing what's happening with Maryland and Penn State now, the eight-game winning streaks. Those are big names, and obviously you saw what Maryland did on the road against Michigan State this past weekend in defeating the Spartans. So that was huge, I think, in my eyes, like a shakeup where Michigan State's got some catching up to do with, you know, in their final half dozen or so games coming up. So, you know, this is, in my opinion, depending upon road and, you know, home games, it's really, this is a conference right now that whoever plays at home has a really good shot of winning. Whoever's on the road, it just seems like every team, it's not just Wisconsin that's dealing with this, but, you know, the road woes are huge right now. And so for Wisconsin, luckily they have four of their final six games inside the Kohl Center, and they do face Purdue and Rutgers, Northwestern, and Minnesota at home. They have to play at Michigan later this month, and then wrapping up with Indiana before the Big Ten tournament in March. So this is, you know, Indiana's likely jockeying for a spot. You're looking at what Purdue coming up tomorrow night. You know, they're all looking to secure wins, to get these quad one wins, and try to make their resume even bolder for the NCAA tournament. You know, we may see double-digit Big Ten teams come March Madness.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How many do you think? I mean, it's going to depend a lot on the mid-majors and what they do and upsets and all that kind of stuff. But realistically, what is it, say, eight teams, nine teams in for the Big Ten?
I think so. I mean, double-digit would be – I know some – I think – at one point, and obviously these are all projections too, right, where I think someone projected 11 of the 14 teams. But, you know, you look at just what these teams can, you know, and just the Big Ten alone, you know, you look at the net rankings and you have quite a few, you know, in the top, you know, 40, top 50 of the NCAA net rankings, which, if I'm not mistaken, they're using to help figure out, you know, the committee will, in terms of figuring out seeding or if they earn a berth in the NCAA tournament. This, I would probably say right around eight, you know, probably about eight or nine. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they went, you know, 10. It really depends on what happens in the final few games, if there's going to be a lot of teams beating each other up, if you will, or, you know, what happens in the tournament, you know, in terms of a loss here and there, like an upset early on in the Big Ten tournament and whatnot. So, but right now, you know, I think nine's good, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes higher.
Hey, before I get you out of here, we were talking last week, and we did not get you on to get your opinion on this, but we were talking about Greg Gard, and obviously, you know, the Kobe King thing hit, and a lot of people began to question Gard or the program and what have you. Give me your thoughts on Greg Gard, and give me your thoughts on this program and the direction in which they're headed.
I mean, you've seen, I think, the team respond really well in face of the adversity it's faced, not just with what's happened in the past few weeks, in the past 2 weeks, really. You've seen what happened with what Greg Gard and his staff has done with the tragic accident that involved Howard Moore and his family, and, you know, how he lost, you know, his wife and daughter, and then, you know, now he's on medical leave, I think it was back in July, and then, you know, on the court, working through Micah Potter's, you know, in terms of his eligibility issues, and then you're seeing what's happened with Kobe King and the resignation of Eric Helen, the director of strength and conditioning, the men's basketball strength and conditioning coach. You've seen them step back up when Kobe King, after he publicly announced the, you know, his withdrawal, his you know, leaving the team, they step up and they beat a ranked Michigan State squad inside the Kohl Center. And I know it was a tough loss against, you know, against Minnesota on the road, but, you know, the next game at home, honoring the Final Four team from 2000 squad, they go out and beat Ohio State, and, you know, and then on the road, they beat Nebraska just a couple of days ago. I think what he's been able to do with this program in terms of all the adversity they have faced and whatnot should be noted by many, and they're starting, I think, and the Big Ten's always going back and forth right now with the road games, like I mentioned before, road games and performance there versus home, some home cooking helping out. But I think keeping this team together, you're seeing this team stick together, players stepping up, and that'll need to continue going forward. But overall, I mean, with all this team has faced this season, I think you have to give, you know, Gard credit where they've kept this team together and they worked through, and I think they'll continue based off of the precedent they've set. I think they'll continue to work through what they need to reach the tournament and beyond.
Always good, Jake, to talk to you. We'll get you on when the tournament gets here, and then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Sounds great. You guys have a great day. Stay warm and stay safe out there, y'all.
Absolutely. Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go, Jake Kokorowski from allbadgers.com, SI.com. You can follow him at Jake Coco, KOCO, on Twitter, at Jake Coco. That's where you can find his stuff and read all about his Badger reports and such. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.